House of Lean. Lean was developed by Teiji Anno, a Toyota engineer. The House of Lean, or House of Toyota, is a framework that uses the metaphor of a house with a foundation, two pillars, and a roof forming a space within a culture. The philosophy is that organizations and individuals wanting the benefits of Lean must see its big picture and fully integrate all of its components in order to be successful, just as a house needs a sound foundation and supporting pillars. Exhibit 8-31 shows this Lean framework. Exhibit 8-31, House of Toyota, House of Lean Production. Note that many of the concepts shown in one part of this framework also apply to other parts. For example, standardized work is part of standardization, but it also promotes operational stability and Kanban. A system used to generate pull signals is also part of just-in-time. Total productive maintenance is used to maintain equipment to promote stability, but it is also an example of employee involvement because the workers maintain their own equipment. Next, we discuss the roof, the center, and the foundational levels of this house concept. The pillars of just-in-time and Jidoka are addressed separately in this content area because they require a more involved discussion. House of Lean Roof. Eliminate waste. The roof of the House of Lean lists the goals that Lean should achieve. Focus on the customer to produce only what is wanted in the best quality, the lowest cost, and using the shortest lead time possible by eliminating waste in all of its forms. If work is defined as motion that creates value, then motion that creates no value is not work, it is waste. Waste is any activity that is not value-added, and its root cause is often unevenness, variability, or overburdened processes or persons. Variability can result in scrap or rework, for example. Overburdening processes or employees can also create waste because the process will lack stability. People could omit process steps, fail to maintain equipment, or make errors. Value is defined by customers, both internal and external. Determining what is valued requires two things: understanding who the customers are and understanding what they value. One good test of what customers value is to ask if they would be willing to pay more to ensure that it is included. A customer will likely be willing to pay for a part to be shaped in a certain way or to have certain properties such as high tensile strength. Would anyone pay more for the cost of long wait times, reworked parts, or unneeded inventory holding costs? Differentiating value from waste involves separating the result from the process. For example, customers might value having a reliable product that is not likely to fail. Thus, they value quality, but they do not care how that quality is achieved. One example of this is finished goods inspection. This time-consuming task is considered a form of waste in Lean because the final work should already be perfect and need no inspection. Quality will have been achieved earlier in the process. Forms of waste that workers and managers need to work to eliminate include waste in processing, movement, transportation, and methods, motion, as well as product defects, waiting time, overproduction, excess inventory, and unused people skills. Lean identifies these forms of waste in regular continuous improvement sessions and by getting out on the shop floor and talking to people. This is very important to Lean and can be expressed as Jemba or Genshi Genbutsu in Japanese. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Gemba, the place where humans create value or the real workplace. Jemba also is a philosophy. Go to the actual place, see the actual work. Genshi Genbutsu, a Japanese phrase meaning to visit the shop floor to observe what is occurring. These concepts are akin to the management philosophy called management by walking around. Lean listens to workers and then works to redesign or eliminate processes, steps, policies, or plans that are not value-added so that everything left is value-added. The Lean philosophy is that each time this is done and redone, there will be benefits in lower cost, shorter lead times, and better quality. House of Lean Center. Culture of involvement and continuous improvement. A house of Lean that is built correctly creates a culture of continuous improvement with a high degree of respect for people in terms of both designing processes so they are safe and maintaining and improving morale. An important part of the work culture based on the House of Lean principles is the idea that workers are valued assets. Giving workers real responsibility for quality, setting high expectations but being fair, investing in training, and getting out on the floor to listen to workers are key ways morale can be strengthened anywhere. These practices show the concepts of employee involvement and empowerment in action. House of Lean Foundation, standardization and operational stability. The foundation or base of the House of Lean includes standardization and operational stability. Leveling, standardized work, reducing variability, avoiding overburdening processes or employees, and Kaizen are the main tools that lean organizations use to reduce variation and allow work to be harmonious rather than in a constant state of emergency. Leveling involves scheduling actual orders on the shop floor control, so that the volume and mix of orders can be processed using available capacity and no work center is overloaded and no worker is idle. Equipment is allowed to be idle to prevent overproduction. Standardized work includes many things, such as standardizing processes so that there is less to learn or standardizing measurement gauges. It could also involve standardizing parts that are common to more than one product, so there are fewer types of parts. Two lean tools also promote standardization and operational stability, total productive maintenance and the 5S. Total productive maintenance. Total productive maintenance, TPM, is operator-oriented preventive maintenance. Preventive is the key word here. Waiting until equipment breaks down can cause costly line shutdowns. TPM is discussed in greater detail later in this topic. 5S for workplace organization. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the 5S's as follows. 5 terms beginning with the letter S used to create a workplace suitable for lean production. Sort, set in order, or simplify, shine, or scrub, standardize, and sustain. Sort means to separate needed items from unneeded ones and remove the latter. Set in order means to neatly arrange items for use. Shine means to clean up the work area. Standardize means to sort, simplify, and scrub daily. Sustain means to always follow the first 4S. These practices are sometimes referred to by their Japanese equivalents, Siri, Seiden, Siso, Seketsu, and Shitsuke. The 5S create a work environment that supports successful lean scheduling. They are a foundation of total productive maintenance. The method can be applied to any production environment. The 5S enable workplace organization by providing a methodology for enacting the principle of a place for everything and everything at its place. The goals of a 5S program are to reduce waste, reduce variation, improve productivity. A 5S program creates a foundation for well-running equipment. For example, in a well-organized and clean work environment, tools and parts are much easier to find, and it is much easier to spot issues such as material spills, fluid leaks, hairline cracks, metal shavings from unexpected wear, etc. The principles of each of the 5S, a brief description, why it's important, and examples are shown in Exhibit 8-32. The 5S also create a safer workplace, for example, one with a much lower risk of trips and falls than would be the case in a cluttered workspace. This also helps maintain productivity and worker morale, lowers insurance costs, and minimizes liability.